We are learning Masechet Bava Kamma, Daf Lamed Aleph, and we are starting six lines from the top, in the middle of a line, Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan, look at the Braisa. Shor Shava Masayim, Shenogach, Shor Shava Masayim. A shor that was worth 200, damaged a shor that was worth 200, V'chamabai, and he hurt him, V'chamishim Zuz. V'chamabai, V'chamishim Zuz. And he damaged him by 50 zuz. So it's a tam. The tam owes 25 zuz. V'shomach v'omad al arba me'a zuz. Meat, the price of meat went up. And therefore, this shor went up the price to 400 zuz. So the damage made it down to 150. But l'maisa, by the time they came to Omad Bedin, which means they came to the Bezdin, it was already worth 400 zuz. Shilmolei hazikoy. But if it wouldn't have got damaged, it would have been worth 800 zuz. The halacha is noisin kishas and ezek. You still give 25. Now what's the chiddush over here? So Rashi has two pshat. I'm going to go with Rashi's first pshat. Rashi says like this, that maybe you could have tainted that I don't pay anything. Because look, it's worth more now than when I damaged it, so you didn't get any damage. So he says, no, because lemaisa, I did lose something because it would have been worth more. I'm not telling you have to pay that. It's just a grumba, the 800 zuz. That's not worth 800 zuz. But don't tell me I didn't get a loss. I did get a loss because it would have been worth 800 if it wouldn't have got damaged. So you still have to pay me the 25. That's what Rashi learns. Rashi is different from Shalomali. That's Rashi's first child. Claim a hilv ikle meimar el mole lo yeziko. Yo imen ashmen mei zuz. Noisle chof hei zuzim kishas nezik. We motu amalei mayav saraticha. What loss did I cause you? Now it's worth more. Shavach tvei. Because he says, the mice would have been worth 800 zuz. So we'll stick with Rashi's first pshat. Rashi's first pshat, he says that's his main pshat. So we're not going to confuse everyone with the second pshat. That's the first pshat. So basically what we're saying is like this, that if you're damaged and it goes up in price, you still pay kashas and ezek. Kichesh, it's worth now less. So it means when the damage happened, it was worth 150. The damage is only 50 zuz. Now, but shas amadu din, it already went down to 100. So how much do you pay? Do you pay 25 or do you pay 50? Because you have to pay half the nezek. Kichesh, kishas hamad avadin. You pay like the hamad avadin. Here the nizik went down in price, you pay kishas avadin. Even though we said before you pay kishas and nezek, here you pay kishas hamad avadin. It has to be explained. But I'll give you a little sneak preview. The reason is because we assume the reason why it went down in value was because that damage that was done to that behemoth, that wound, festered and made it be worth less. The Lashon of the Gemara is, karna the turak virba. You buried the horn of a shor in it. And that caused it to go down in price. So you pay kashas hamadavadin, even though b'shas nezek was worth till 150, now it's worth 100, you pay kashas hamadavadin, you'll pay half 100, which is 50. So that's the first halach where the nizik goes up in price or down, the fluctuation of the nizik. So if the nizik goes up in price, you still have to pay 25, even though now it's worth more. And if it goes down, you pay kashas hamadavadin. What about where the mazik goes up in price? Shavach mazik, nois and loy, kishas hanezek. Nafgamina, when the mazik goes up is, because here, let's see, you learn there's a little bit of a shutvis here. Let's see, you learn like Rabbi Kiva, for example. So when the mazik damages of tam, so now the nizik becomes a shutif in this animal. So let's say, for example, it damaged 50, which means you have to pay 25 zuz. So 1/8 of this animal, of the mazik's animal, now belongs to the nizik. 1/8, he's a shutif. Now, if that whole animal goes up in price, so maybe his 1/8 goes up in price. For example, if the mazik's price doubles to 400, so now my value is 50. So do you own 25? You own 50 of this behemoth. So it says shavach mazik. The mazik went up in price. Nois like shas and ezek. You only own $25 worth in this shar. Kichesh, if it goes down in price, kishas hamad avadin, then your value goes down also. It means if the mazik was 200, now went down to 100, you still only get 1/8 of it. You don't get the 25, you get only 1/8, which means half of 25, you get 12.5. You only get 12.5 in the thing. So here it's also sickle stira. Again, then I'll have to explain it.
You get 12.5?
You have 12.5, yeah, because your 1/8, your 25 went down in price. Listen, the whole shard, the whole mazik went down from 200 to 100. So now your 1/8 went down in price.
My 1/8.
What? 25 1/8. The nizik only deserves 25, yeah.
Megufa.
The mazik went down. The mazik.
I understand, but it has to be the whole 25. Why does it have to be the whole 25?
Because you paid megufa.
So You don't pay up to the...
Right, yeah, so it's chal b'shas, yeah, but let's say going with your rekiva. So the loch is b'shas the nezek, it's chal, your chelek. You own your what you deserve. You get a shutfis in the thing, and that's yours. Unfortunately, the price of meat went down, so your piece of meat went down. That's all. That would be pshat and shalacha. So let's see the Gemara. I'll explain the first part of the price was the fluctuation of the nizik. The second part was the fluctuation of the mazik. The Gemara just start off with the fluctuation of the mazik. Omamar shavach mazik noisik kashas nezek. If the mazik went up in price, so you pay kashas nezek, which means you only have to. You only own $25 worth. And even though the price went up, you don't say it's $50 now, because only $25. Money Rav Shmuel, you don't buy choyvi, it was usually domestic way. That's like Rav Shmuel holds, you don't own the piece of meat, you just owe money and you could pay megufay. Like you were saying, at the Medusha Mashar, you owed the money, just the place where you could collect it, that's your lien is on the megufay. So that's Rav Shmuel's halacha. Amen, say for kiche, which means it goes down in price, you're the one who loses also. Also, Rav Akiva, that's Rav Akiva says Shutvinenu. Reisha Rav Shmuel, Sefer Rav Akiva, means in the Sefer part of the Brisa, the fluctuation of the Mazik, the first part is like Rav Shmuel, because it says you don't get the benefits. But Sefer Rav Akiva says you do lose. So, what's going on here? So, tomorrow, no. Like Kula Rav Akiva. The Sefer is Rav Akiva. And that's why we understand when it goes down in price, it's your loss. Going like Rav Akiva. The ratio of the Sefer, which says that if it goes up in price, my 25 doesn't go up. Why not? The Mazik is the one who is mefatimit. The owner, the Mazik, was mefatim. The stuffed the animal, made it worth more. So why should you get anything of that? I did that job. I did it. And Tosis explains that the Shvach was not more than the Yetzia. The expenses it costed to fatten up this animal was the same amount. Same value as how much it went up in price. It's the same exact. So therefore, the mazik gets it, not the nizik. So very good shmak. So we have the sefer. We have a sefer very clear now. The sefer says that if it went up in price, only the mazik gets that. Why? Because he's the one who did it. And if it goes down in price, we say we're going according to Rekiva, and that you lose that value also, because lemaisa, it you have a shutfus in it. So Mara says, if the case of the shvak over here is with pitim, with the owner fattening it, same ratio. Let's go back to the ratio. In the ratio it says, Shavach v'amar adal me'ezuz. If the nizik, the animal, the nizik avela went up in price to 400 zuz now. So even though it was 150 b'shas the nizik and you lost 50, but now it's worth 400. So really, the Gemara said that maybe you shouldn't have to pay anything because you didn't lose anything. Terry says, no, since it would have been 800 zuz, so therefore you have to pay him first 25. So shavach va'amar adal me'ezuz, nois like a shas nezek. Ikisha pitmoi, if the case was that the mefatimit, so tzricha l'meimar, if the case was the nizik was mefatimit, here it's the animal still alive here, it's not a case in a veil here, only damage of 50 zuz. If the case was he fattened it himself, the nizik, so what's the havamina that the mazik is on pot? Oh, look, he didn't lose anything. What do I mean? He did it. Nizik did it. So if the nizik did it, so then what's the havamina over here? Tzricha l'meimar, that you still have to pay him is 25? So Amar Papa, Reisha Meshkach, so Beim Pitva, Tumi Beim Shreu Chamela. The Reisha's halacha is true. Sai, if you do, you mefatim it, because here it's Pashat. And even if it happened by itself, also, that's also a chiddush. That's also the halacha is that you go, you still get your payment, and that's a chiddush. Even though you didn't lose anything. Seifa, Leim Meshkach, so Beim Pitva, the Seifa is only possible by Pitum. Okay, so now, three out of the four cases of the Braisa we have very clear. We have the Seifa of the Braisa, the fluctuation of the Mazik, we explained going into Rav Akiva, the Shutvis, and the only reason why you don't get anything in the when the Mazik goes up is because the Mazik himself did the Pitim. And the Reisha is, we're saying that the Shvach went up either with Pitim or without Pitim, and either way, the Nizik still gets his payment because the Maisa, he had a loss either way. The question is like this, the Seifa of the Reisha, where it says kichesh, it went down in price. So you own, the halacha is you have to pay more. You have to pay more. It means, well, bada hezek was only 50, you only have to pay 25. Now, by the time hamad didn't happen, the behemoth is only worth 100. The halacha is you have to pay now 50. And the question is why? Kichesh v'as hamad didn't, kichesh machas mai. What happened? How did the value go down? If it was because the nizik put it to work, it was a little sick and it put it to work, it went down in price. Lamely, at makcheshas vanoya. If you know you make it go down in price, and I'm going to have to pay for it. Amar Ravashi, no, it didn't happen from work. The kichesh machmas maka. it went down in price because of that wound, and the wound got worse, and the behemoth went down in value. Da'amalei, karna de turach kvirabai. Your horn is buried in my shar, and that's what's causing this infection, this wound, to make it worth less, and therefore you are chai for that, and you pay shas mother din, you pay like the lesser value. Ad kan, this pshat in this brisa, a beautiful pshat, very clear pshat in this brisa. Now going to a new Mishnah. In the Torah, and when it talks about the shar tam, and this is how we know the halacha of chatzi nezek, the Gemara, the pasuk in the Torah, for those who learn Chumash Rashi, know that the Torah does not just say you pay chatzi nezek. The Torah never says that. The Torah says in a very interesting formulation, it says how you do this. It doesn't just say chatzi nezek. What it says is that when a shar tam damages another shar, so it says, you sell the live mazik and you split it. You also split the mace. That's what it sounds like. So we'll see now pshat in the pasuk as we learn this Mishnah. But what the pasuk says is you split the chai and you split the mace. And all of a sudden you have chatzi nezek. So that will be the discussion of our sugya now as we go on with the Mishnah and the Gemara. Talk to the Mishnah. Shar shava mesayim, shenogach shar shava mesayim. You have a shar that's worth 200 that shtoist another shar that's worth 200. Ve'ein ha'nevela yofa klum. And the nevela is not worth anything. So the damage is 200 here. And the shar ha'nizik is not worth anything. So Amar Ameya, this is what the pasuk is talking about. Alzen nema machru is a shar ha'chai because it's kasba. So what do? You have shar shava mesayim that killed another shar. You split the shar ha'chai, each one gets 100. And turns out he got chatzin nezek. Each one lends 100. So for example, Nizek had a shar 200. Now he has 100. So he got a chatzin nezek. The other guy...
What does Rukiv hold? You can take the shar achai? Or you only have money?
You can take the shar achai, Rukiv holds, yeah.
And he has to reimburse the mazik
farmer? No, he's a shutif. No, they still sell it. He's a shutif. They can't say it. He's a shutif. Yes, they have to sell it. That's the... But in any case here, just get clarity of the case. Shar shar masayim kill shar, nothing left. So they split the shar, the live shar. Each one gets 100. So for example, Nizik now left with 100, so he got chatzin nezek. The mazik also only left with 100, so he paid chatzin nezek. That's the pshat in the pasuk. Zeh nami machor achai b'chaz kaspay. Only Huda. V'chein halacha. You're right. That's true. That's the halacha. If a shar kills another shar, there's nothing left. You split the shar. You're right. But you're not taking pshat in the pasuk. This is not the pasuk. Kayamta, you mekayim the part of the pasuk that says machor shar achai b'chaz kaspay. You mekayim that part of the pasuk. You were not mekayim the part of the pasuk says you split the mace, because you're not splitting the mace. The mace is dead. There's nothing left of it. There's no value. So what's gam says yechatzun? So Zakar Rehu, do you know what the pasuk is talking about? I agree with you in halacha, but the pasuk was on a different case. The pasuk was like this. What are we talking about? Shar shav mesayim, no shar shav mesayim. A shar worth 200 damaged, a shar worth 200. It died, and the veil is worth 50 zuz. So the damage is total 150. So here, what you do is, you split the chai, so each one left for 100, and you split the mace, each one left 25. Each now have 125. So let's think about it. How much was the damage? 150. So each one's getting half the damage and paying half the damage, because he left for 125, so he lost 75, that's half the damage. And he also is only left for 125, that means he had a 200, now it's worth 125. He lost 75, which means he paid 75, so he paid half the nezek. So everything works out perfectly. Shara shara masayim, shara shara masayim, and avayli shara v'chavishim zuz, shizeno et l'chatzi achai v'chatzi ameis. Chatzi chai means 100 and half the mace is 25, 125. Then the chatzi mace, chatzi chai, also 125. Each one lands up for 125. So, and the damage was 150. So each one's losing or paying 75. So that's the case of the pasuk according to Rabbi Yehuda. We have Ramei Rabbi Yehuda, and didn't shut the pasuk. You have to know what the nafkamina is. I've seen the Gemara for that. Zok the Gemara. Tarabon. Shor shav mesayim, no shor shav mesayim. You have a shor worth 200 that killed a shor worth 200. Then the veil is worth 50 zuz. So what's the halacha? Zenit the chatzi chai v'chatzi ameis. This one takes half the chai, half the mace, which means he gets 100 from the chai and 25 from the mace. V'zenit the chatzi chai v'chatzi ameis. This one takes half the chai, which is 100, and half the mace, which is 25. V'zeu shalom v'tari, the Rabbi Yehuda. This is what Rabbi Yehuda says. It's the second half of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, this is shalom v'tari. We take half the mace, half the chai. Ramei yoyim no. Ain't a shalom v'tari. That's not the case of the Torah. El Shor Shav Masayim, Shinog Shor Shav Masayim. The case of our pasuk is that a Shor Shav Masayim killed a Shor Shav Masayim and nothing left. Nothing left. Each one takes 100. That's Chatzin Ezek. The problem is, what is it with the end of the pasuk according to Rav Meir? Elamani mekayim v'gam es hamei siyachatzun. Remember, the pasuk says, "Umachru es hashar achay v'chotzu es kasboy v'gam es hamei siyachatzun." So what's v'gam es hamei siyachatzun? Elamani mekayim v'gam es hamei siyachatzun. So the pasuk is, what the pasuk means is, "Pachash v'pichas hamisoy mechatzim v'chayim." He said that's the way you figure out how much the damage is. Whatever the difference is between the chai and the mace, that's the damage. The shor got killed. The difference on the value between the shor that got killed and the shor that's left now, that's the damage you have to pay, half of that. V'gamas mes yechzon p'chas shepichasoy misa machzin p'chai. The p'chas that the misa caused it to go down, you split p'chai. That's yechzon going back on the chai, you're splitting the chai. So whatever the value is that went down from the chai to the mace, that the pchas that the mace caused, that is split in the chai. That's what the pasuk means to say, and not talking about the split the mace. So Gemara says, "Mechti beira mei Rabbi Huda, hai mei ve'esrim v'chemish shakel, hai mei ve'esrim v'chemish shakel." For example, the case where the veil is worth 50, each one agrees you're getting or paying 75. Why? Beira mei, for example, the mace. Is you don't split that. It stays for the nizik. The damage is 150, so you get 75. 75 you get. And the same thing according to Rabbi Yehuda. Even though you're splitting both, each one is getting 75, paying 75. So it's the exact same halacha. So what's the difference? What's the nafmil halacha? This one landing at 125. Shakal. The high may have asked him, shakal. The guy landing 125. My was the nafmil halacha. Amarava. Pchas nevela ikir benayu. If the veil goes down in value, is the nafkamina. Rav Meir savar pchas the veil the nizik ava. Rav Meir holds that who's left with the nevela, the nizik, and they don't split that. So if it goes down in value, the nizik is the one who loses. But Rav Yehuda savar pchas the veil the mazik ava palga. No, now he gets half the nevela. So if the veil goes down, he loses his half also. For example, v'shas the nezek goes 50, so the damage is 150. So according to Rav Meir, each one gets 75. And the 50, if it goes down in value, then let's say it went down to 25. So the nizik only lands at 100. So too bad. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the nizik went down to 25, so then he'll end up paying more. Why? Because splitting the chai, each gets 100, and they split the mace 12 and a half. So each one will get 112 and a half. So therefore, it'll end up paying more and losing more in that case. And the nafkamina will be the mazik is paying extra 12 and a half. She'en kefir ha-meir, the mazik still only pays 75. That would be nafkamina halacha between Rabbi Yehuda and ha-meir. Amalei Abaya, came at sinu Rabbi Yehuda. We know from earlier Masechta, everyone knows that. The pchas tevil the nizik. So coming out of top pchas tevil the nizik. The mazik also is part of that. Amalei Abaya, came at sinu Rabbi Yehuda, tam chama mu'ut. Because we know earlier on the Masechta, the top of Lamed Aleph Beis, that mu'ud is always pchas tevil the nizik. Who's been taplim ben nevela? The Bailim, the Nizik. And he was saying the Tam is more Chomer. Because we're saying the Tam, the Mazik also takes a part in the missing value. So the Chari comes out, Tam is more Chomer than Mu'ud. The Chitim, but you'll say maybe Hachinami, maybe Taka, Efshadaka, maybe Tam is more Chomer than Mu'ud. Kidatanan, we Taka find in certain places that Rabbi Huda holds Tam is more Chomer. Kidatanan, Huda Imer, Tam Chayim Mu'ud Potter. He holds that we'll have later on in the Parashat Shenogach, that if someone watched a behema, not such a good shmira, the halacha is that the mu'ud is potter and a tam is chayiv. So you see, a tam is more chomer. We'll see why in later on, but not in the next parak. But al kaponim, you see, a tam can be more chomer. So maybe taka tam is more chomer. Says more no. Ema shalom le'ruhudah le'inyan shmira. Only got a shmira, the ksive kroy. It's learned from sukkim that le'inyan shmira, tam is more chomer. Do you think Tam is Mochamer? But Tanya, I'm going to show you that it's not Mochamer. But Tanya, Rabbi Huda Eimer, Huda says, Yachol Shor Shava Mana, Shenogach Shor Shava Chomish Lam. If you have a Mazik that's worth 100 Mana, that killed a Shor that's worth 5 Shlam. 5 Shlam is 20 Zuz, so it's a fifth of a Mana. We have a mana 100, we call 120. And it killed a shor worth 20. But a veil you have a sella. And a veil is worth a sella, which is 4. So the damage altogether is 16. So zenot chatzei chai v'chatzei ames. Zenot chatzei chai v'chatzei ames. So you would think maybe such a case, each guy gets chatzei chai v'chatzei ames. It comes out like this: the mazik's left with half of 150, and he's left with half the sela is 52, and the other guy gets 52. Now think about it: the nizik just made a killing. The nizik, it told me the shor is worth 20. Now he has 52. Is that possible? The tam, now the damage to the other guy, is giving him now an extra bonus. He's getting doubling his money, more than doubling his money. So you would think that's the fact, because you do this chatzi chayv chatzi meis. So maybe zena to chatzi chayv chatzi meis, zena to chatzi chayv chatzi meis. Amrit, so who says no? V'chimud lama yaitzel hakmer lov al hakalov. What's muud for? Timachmer mekel. Havayim al hakmer lov. Timachmer. Oma muud ain't a mashal al mashah hizik. You only pay what you damage. So in that case, you only pay a total of 16. So tam hakal lekolshken, tam hakal lekolshken. So what do you see from this price, though? That's tam hakal. Rabbi Yehuda's tam is kal. So let's repeat the kasha now. The Gemara's kasha was, we just said, nafkimim reyer who does p'chas nevela. Rabbi Meir's p'chas nevela then is it? Rabbi Yehuda holds that the mazik also takes part in the loss of the nevela. How can you say that? By mu'ud, we say p'chas nevela then is it? Tam can't be more chomer than the mu'ud. Ah, you say maybe it is. We'll prove you know, by tashlum, it's not more chomer. It's called tam hakal. So what's an nafkimim reyer Rabbi Yehuda? Elam yechadon shvach nevela ikiminayu. If it goes up in price, ikiminayu. The Marsav of the Nizik Hava, according to our mayor, it's the Nizik. Marsava Palga, and the other man, the which is Rabbi Yehuda, will hold that the Mazik takes part in half of that profits. If it goes up in price, he takes part in more of that. Palga gets half, and that's an afkamina between Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, in this case, you're gaining. When it goes down, then it's like a mood. The Nizik takes the loss. When it goes up, the mazik will get some of that, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And if you split it now, you might get more. You'll be paying less, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, there'll be a kula in tam that if it goes on price, you're a shutif, and you're shutif in the vela, and you will get some of that value that the vela went on.